The attorney for a Bismarck man charged with the April 2016 murder of a Bismarck woman outside the running store in South Bismarck says the district judge made a mistake by not suppressing evidence from his interrogation. The body of 44-year-old Misty Kofelt was found outside the running store April 14, 2016. 34-year-old Morris Brickle Hicks was subsequently charged and convicted of murder in that case. Attorney James Loris appealed to the state Supreme Court, saying Brickle Hicks was not properly given his Miranda rights. He said Brickle Hicks waived his Miranda rights without understanding what was going on because of a low IQ. In oral arguments, Loris said police were supposedly talking to Brickle Hicks about an alleged assault that had happened to him. He said the interrogation changed to the murder. And Loris said the statements, including a confession, should have been suppressed.
The communications that happened here throughout the interview were things like, let me help you, we're here to try to help you. And so there's not a passiveness here, there's an active deception.
Assistant Burley County State's Attorney Julie Lawyer argued Brickle Hicks understood what was going on. She told the court he was wearing clothes and shoes that were stained with blood, and during a break in the interrogation, tried to rub off the blood from his sneakers.
He knows where that blood came from. From the outset of that interview, he knew that was Misty's blood on his clothing. He knew he wasn't attacked by anybody. He knew that no men had tried to rob him. He knew what that was. And when they pointed it out, you can see that he's trying to destroy evidence.
The Supreme Court will rule later. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.